Welcome to Smart Habits for Translators, a podcast for translators by translators, bringing you simple strategies to build better habits. In each episode, we will focus on specific habits for translators in various stages of their careers. If you're a translator who enjoys learning about habits to improve your business and lifestyle, then this is the podcast for you. We're your hosts, Madalena Sanchez-Ampalo
and Veronica De Michelis. Like you, we are professional freelance translators trying to balance the challenges that come with building a career and maintaining clarity and boundaries between work and personal life. We hope you'll join us in this conversation about smart habits and discover some simple strategies you can apply today to help you build your career and achieve the lifestyle you desire. Welcome to Smart Habits for Translators. This is episode 10. Before we start, we'd like to share a review from our colleague, Anne Connor. Anne shared this comment on our Facebook page. Yes, you can find us on Facebook, by the way. And she said, "This was such a great podcast. As a very seasoned conference attendee, even I got some really useful tips from Madalena and Veronica's session. Great job, ladies." Anne was referring to episode 3, Smart Habits Before, During, and After a Conference, when we shared our experience and tips for making conference season more structured and fun. We'll link it in our show notes in case you missed it and you're planning to head to a conference this year.
Thanks, Anne, for listening and for taking the time to share your feedback with us.
So let's get to the topic of this episode. In our last episode, episode 9, we talked about different ways to organize your to-do list and get it under control. We all need that from time to time. But what if you know exactly what needs to be done and you're struggling with finding the energy or motivation to do it? I know that I have days like this. So today we wanted to talk motivation, how to find it when it just isn't there. This topic was actually a request from one of our listeners, so thanks for letting us know what you'd like us to share. When it comes to lacking motivation, you know, the kind of days I'm talking about, you wake up feeling like you'd rather stay in bed. You know you have a lot of things on your list, but you have no energy or desire to deal with them. And I'm not talking about feeling depressed, because we all know that depression, true depression, is no joke. And Madalena and I, we are not pretending to be healthcare specialists who can help people overcome something as serious as depression. What we're talking about today are random days when you're just feeling uninspired. Everyone has days like this. Some people just don't like to admit that they feel like this some days. And it's too bad because when you have no examples to relate to, it can make you feel like it's just you and it's somehow your fault that you're feeling this way. So today we'll be sharing our own examples and talk about how we cope with that feeling. Madalena, do you have days when you feel that you lack motivation and energy?
Oh, yes, definitely. I had this actually just yesterday, in fact. For me, these days come up when I've had, or when I have several tasks on my to-do list that I really don't feel like doing. I might have reports to write or lots of follow-up messages to send, and I just don't feel motivated to do them. So either I procrastinate or I become easily distracted with something else because I'm avoiding having to just put my head down and get the things done that I need to do. It doesn't happen that often, but when it does, it can be really hard to snap out of it. Do you have the same feeling?
Yeah, I agree. It never happens to me when I have deadlines, like hard deadlines with something that has to go out to a client. I feel like I definitely get like all super concentrated and motivated. And for me, these days happen when I have a lot of things on my list that are non-urgent. But I definitely think that it can be hard to just like get out of that loop. So I have these kind of blah days here and there. I feel like there's usually a good reason for that. It's just that most of the time we're so focused on working hard for our business and working on our family stuff that we lose touch with how we actually feel, like how our body feels, how our mind feels, because we're in such a rush all the time. And after a long period of overworking yourself, there usually comes a point when your body says, enough is enough. I need a break. At least that's usually the case for me. like the last quarter of 2019 was a very intense period for me work-wise, and at home I was working on several large projects which overlapped, and they were all due at the same time in early January. Plus I had several birthdays in my family to get ready for Thanksgiving and Christmas breaks, and my kids and my husband were all home on a long break, and then we had a family trip in January, and I felt like it all came at the same time. I felt overwhelmed and overworked, but I just kept going because I had to. And now I'm feeling the effects of neglecting myself for a long time. As we're recording this, it's almost the end of January, and I have been sick for almost 2 weeks, meaning I have had a long stretch of blah days. And I'm not saying that I am still pushing myself to like power through this, because I definitely realize when it's time to cut myself some slack and rest. But I also know that on those days when I'm not really that sick anymore, but I'm still feeling sluggish, I can apply some strategies to overcome this lack of my motivation and to still get quite a bit of work done.
Yeah, it sounds almost like you're experiencing burnout, or maybe you're at least on the other side of it.
Yeah.
I think a lack of motivation can also happen anytime we're running on fumes, like working too many hours or just taking on too much at once. It can be really hard to sift through all the to-dos on our list and figure out which ones are higher priorities than others. And speaking of this, in episode 9, we covered smart habits for tackling your to-do list. So if you haven't checked that one out yet, you may want to check it out after this episode. But anyway, I see what you're saying. So with being sick after several hectic months, you probably also don't feel all that motivated, right?
Yeah, I definitely, in the beginning, I've had those days where I really just had to say, you know what, I am sick, so I have to take some days off and just rest up and recover. But when you're coming out of an illness and you have like, you're starting to pile things up on your to-do list that, again, that are non-urgent, but just they have to get done, it can be hard to, you know, make that distinction from, okay, it's time to get back to work and it's time to get some things done slowly but surely. Otherwise, that to-do list is just going to get out of control. So first of all, I think it's really important to listen to your body and just try to identify where that blah feeling comes from, that lack of motivation. Is it because of tiredness or lack of sleep or sickness? Have you encountered a setback in your work? Did you come across some undeserved criticism, or did you truly make a mistake and now you're feeling bad about it? Do you feel like you're stuck in a rut? I mean, there could be a million other reasons why you feel that lack of motivation. And it's really important to identify the source of the problem, to name it, so that you can find ways to overcome it. So I feel that things are pretty straightforward when it comes to tiredness, lack of sleep, or sickness. You just can't expect yourself to be creative and productive when you're tired. So in these situations, when I know that this is the culprit, my first rule is rest up and recharge. A few days ago, I felt like I needed that. So I went to bed at 7 p.m. and slept for 11 hours straight. And that's not normal for me. I never do that. So I knew that my body needed that. And when I woke up, I was feeling so much better and had a really productive day. So sometimes the best strategy is to let yourself take a day off if you can, or at least finish early and just rest up.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we are freelancers who enjoy our freedoms, right? So taking advantage of being able to make your own schedule and take the time you need when you need it. I agree with you that if you can figure out the source of your lack of motivation, it can sometimes lead you to realize that you're not taking the best care of yourself. And that's something that we can probably all do better, I'm thinking. I know that I've also experienced this issue of being overworked and overtired. If I'm not getting enough rest, I find that it's easier to make mistakes in my work too. As translators, we know that making mistakes is really not acceptable. And so at least not to let it become a recurring issue. I've also found that a lot of this overworking and becoming tired to the point of lacking motivation, feeling exhausted, is something that we actually are putting on ourselves. I mean, yeah, we have clients and colleagues who need things from us, but we agree to take on all this work, right? So when it comes down to it, we're the ones who have to make a change if we're going to make one. Another way I know that I'm pushing it to the point of overworking, like you said, is when I start to get physical symptoms. Our bodies will tell us a lot about the way we're treating ourselves if we just pay attention to them. I've found that when I work too much and don't take proper time off, then I lack motivation to do the things that I know are actually good for me. So maybe my exercise habits will suffer, or I tend to not pay as much attention to how much water I'm drinking, and I may feel less motivated to do things like prepare healthy meals. I think it can become like a vicious cycle. One way I've tried to break this cycle, or maybe not fall into it as much, I guess, is to schedule the time I'm working and the time when I'm off of work. And I know that sounds probably really simplistic or silly, but if I don't do that, then I can just work and work and work until someone else needs me at home, or I simply have to go to bed because I'm so tired. So I try not to work at night or on the weekends anymore because of this. I'm someone who likes to work a lot. So just, you know, that can come with a price tag if you just don't pay attention and let it go. I might be very motivated to work through certain seasons too, but then that means that I might be less motivated to do other things that I know are important. So I'm trying to be really conscious of that these days too.
Yeah, I think it's not just about, you know, how to overcome the days when you're feeling lack of energy or lack of motivation. It's also how do you not get into that vicious cycle where it keeps happening again and again. And I think it can be really discouraging, especially if you're trying to build better habits in your work and just personal life. And then suddenly something like this happens, like you get sick or you get overworked and overtired. And then it's so easy to slip into bad habits again and just get discouraged. So it's really important to take it as a learning experience as well and try to change maybe if there's something that needs to be changed on your part. Let's talk about another scenario. What if you've been through some unnecessary drama in life, you know, maybe even in your work life specifically? It happens all the time. And this is what is affecting your motivation. This seems like such a silly thing, but it can be really draining. When this happens, I remind myself that it's not only draining for me. It also affects my ability to focus on my family and my business. And that's just a lot of power to give to that situation. And I don't want to do that. So I double down on distancing myself from the situation that is draining and just reminding myself of the joy in my life. And for me, it's usually exercise, some motivational books and podcasts, great music, time with friends, and daily journaling. In our previous episode, I shared how much I love the 5-minute journal. It's a part of my daily routine. I start and finish my day with it, and it helps me remember what my true priorities are in life and what I should be thankful for. And so some of the pages in the journal have motivational quotes in them, and others have challenges or daily tasks. And a few weeks ago, I came across one that said, "Make a list of things that bring you joy." And it occurred to me that this would be something great to have for a day when you need a little boost, kind of like that kind word strategy that we discussed in our episode on overcoming imposter syndrome. I think that me personally, I would like to make a few lists like that, that I could easily just pull out on the days when my motivation isn't there. I would like to make a list of things that bring me joy and happiness, things that give me energy, things that boost my confidence, and things that feed my creativity or inspire me. Because I know that these four areas are usually the ones that help me get more motivated on days like, you know, when I feel I'm lacking motivation.
Yeah, definitely. I can totally relate to this scenario of unnecessary drama and how it can suck the motivation out of you. I'm somebody who has very little tolerance for drama. I think probably most people are, but really it's something that gets to me very easily. I don't like drama. And so if something happens when other people around me are creating unnecessary drama, I can easily fall into the mindset of, I don't need this. Why am I even doing this if I have to deal with this kind of drama? And, you know, just that thought pattern. And I can lose motivation to move forward in something that would otherwise be important to me. So when it comes to this, I've found that it's important to remember that when other people produce drama for whatever reason, it usually has very little to do with you and a lot more to do with something that they're actually dealing with that's causing them to act this way. So when you look at it like that and you realize it's not really about you, it's a lot easier to pick up where you left off and just not allow other people to steal your motivation to follow through on the good things that you're doing. And yeah, you're totally right. If you give in to the way these situations can suck the energy from you, it's easy for these things to carry over into your family life and your business. And I just think we should never give other people that much control over what we feel is most valuable or a priority in our life.
Yeah, it's so true. So another tip that I like to share, I love giving care baskets to friends who are going through a sickness or a difficult period in life. And I received a care basket myself a couple of times, which was really nice, especially, you know, after you have kids, for example. And a while ago, I thought to myself, why don't I put together a care basket for myself for days when I just need a little pick me up? So I actually have a basket in my closet that I can pull out when I need it. Inside, I have a nice candle, a few tea bags with some nice tea, some chocolate, a small puzzle, and a coloring book, all things that I know bring me comfort and joy. I love doing puzzles, and I love those coloring books they sell nowadays for adults. And I feel like these activities are both relaxing, but they also help your focus because you have to pay attention to those tiny details when you do them. So my tip would be put together a little emergency kit for yourself. Maybe yours will include, I don't know, crossword puzzles or a book, but the idea is to have something that is easy to pull out and that doesn't contain items that you see or use on a daily basis, but rather things that are kind of a special treat.
What an interesting idea. I'd love to hear what anybody else decides to put in their own care basket or emergency kit. So if you do this, please let us know. So another thing that I find particularly useful is to change your scenery when you're feeling unmotivated. I personally like to get outside for an hour to go for a walk or a run, or I might even head to the library or the bookstore to find a new book to read. I can use this new book as motivation to finish a task or some work that I'm feeling, you know, particularly unmotivated to do. And once I finally check it off, I can dive into that new book or take an afternoon off to go get a coffee with a friend or something like that. Honestly, I would find any excuse to enjoy some good coffee, but incentives like this that we can give ourselves from time to time are also probably really good for the soul, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And I love using these little incentives, you know, to get myself motivated to power through a difficult day like this. And definitely going outside helps a lot. And meeting friends is very high on my list as well. And here's another quick tip straight from the parenting world. Like any parent, I often find that it's hard to get my kids motivated to do some simple things like brush their teeth or get dressed in the morning. And sometimes, you know, coaxing, bribing, and threatening works. Other times it doesn't. And I like to give them choices. Like, do you want to brush your teeth with this toothpaste or that one? Can you pick between these two outfits? Do you want to take this street to go to school or the other one? And it usually works for them. So it's funny. I think these similar strategies would work for adults as well. So if nothing work-related seems appealing, I let myself choose a task on my list, set the timer for like 30 minutes, and I promise myself that I can stop when the timer rings. And sometimes I don't feel like stopping after the task is completed. And sometimes I do. Either way, I reward myself with a walk outside or a quick trip to like a coffee shop or a juice bar that's nearby. And then I come back to my home office and pick another task. And sometimes I put my mean mom hat on and say to myself, okay, just do this one thing and you can take the rest of the day off. And the task I pick is like the frog of the day. You know, we talked about eating the frog in the previous episode. So I will give myself the frog as a task for the day, the most dreaded and unpleasant task I've had on my list probably for a while. And I find that just getting it done boosts my energy and confidence. And I immediately feel ready to conquer the day.
I love that your mean mom hat. Yeah, I see we both have similar ways that we treat ourselves with walks and coffees. But anyway, speaking of that, it seems it's sometimes nice to meet a friend, you know, for these types of breaks that we can give ourselves. So whether you meet for an hour or you spend a whole day together, it can be these times when we recharge and get in some solid, you know, social interaction with people who are important to us that can really just feel like hitting a reset button.
Right. Yeah. Our support system is what can get us through days like this and maybe even turn those days around and make them great. You probably have a list of numbers you call when there's an emergency issue at home. Like I know we have on our refrigerator, we have a list with the numbers of our plumber or like an appliance repairman and so on. So why not have a list of people you know would gladly listen to you vent or cheer you up or inspire you? You can meet them in person. You can call them or text them or even chat with them online because sometimes even a 5-minute conversation can help you feel better.
Yes, definitely. We all have someone we're close to, and sometimes it's even a colleague who actually understands the stresses of our jobs and those times when we feel a lack of motivation. And who knows, your colleague or your friend might be experiencing something similar. So getting together or giving someone a call could be helpful for both of you. Another helpful strategy is to create a list of go-to motivational quotes, articles, podcasts, or even a playlist filled with music that cheers you up. So you could maybe even mix going for a walk with listening to a favorite podcast. One podcast that a friend recently introduced to me that I always think sounds very uplifting and fun is called the Happier with Gretchen Rubin podcast. You may have heard of her before. Gretchen Rubin also wrote The Happiness Project and Happier at Home. And we can link to that in the show notes as well. She hosts the podcast with her sister, Elizabeth, and they like to share their tips for happiness. So who knows, it might be something you can use to take a break and come back feeling more motivated, or at least maybe with a little bit better perspective.
Yeah, I love listening to podcasts as well on days when I need a little boost. And it's always like, for me, it's always different. If I feel that I need more energy and maybe some motivation to go and work out and just to like get recharged and get some more energy in my day, then I would listen to a podcast that has to do with health and fitness. If it's something that's related to work, maybe I've been like just dreading some marketing tasks or some admin work, I'll listen to a podcast that has to do with running a business or marketing. But if it's something in general, I also have a few podcasts that I like. One podcast that I listen to is called the Icons Podcast. We can also link to that. And it has quite a few episodes on keeping positive outlook on life and positivity in general.
I like that. So awesome. So to recap, here are some tips and strategies that may help get through the days when you don't feel like doing something specific on your list. Hopefully, these strategies will help you find the energy and inspiration that you need. And we'd be happy to add all of these into a checklist that you can pull out and pick some things from when you need to turn your day around. So to recap, first we said to identify the source of the problem, make sure that you name it so that you can find ways to overcome it. Schedule some time to work and some time off. When you know you've got time off coming, it could be a motivator just to get the things done that you have on your plate. Make a list of things that bring you joy. This is a really important one, and I think it's something that we all overlook. Remember that when other people's actions affect your motivation, it's usually not about you at all. So make a decision not to give anyone the power to affect your motivation and focus. Make yourself a care basket or an emergency kit for times when you need a little boost. Change your scenery or create an incentive for yourself to get the work done so you can enjoy something else that you really want to do instead. Establish a support system so that you have others you can turn to when you're feeling especially unmotivated and need a little encouragement. Or create a list of go-to motivational quotes, articles, podcasts, or create a playlist filled with music that might cheer you up.
So we hope that this episode has given you some fresh ideas for what you can do to overcome those days when you're lacking motivation. If you happen to give any of these tips a try, or if you have some smart habits to share on this topic, please let us know. You can send us an email at hello@smarthabitsfortranslators.com or leave a comment on our website under the show notes for this episode. And now it's time for a smart habit check-in. This is where we ask each other about a habit we may have committed to in a previous episode and check in with each other on how we're doing or what we might do better. So, Madalena, what habit are you working on that we've previously talked about?
Yeah, so I'm working on reading more when I'm not working. I'm reading the books right now for the Global Reads Book Club for Translators that Yves Baudu started. And I also set a goal to read all the books on one of my small bookcases. It's a rather small bookcase, and it's not full by any means, but I counted the other day, and I have about 16 books on it that I've not read yet that I want to read this year. So let's hope that I can make this habit stick and finish those by the end of 2020.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll make it happen. That's something I'm working on this year as well. Well, I'm happy to report that despite the nonstop illness around the house, I have been meal planning for the past month. I created a simple weekly menu template in Canva, and I printed and laminated and put it on my fridge. So on Sundays, I look at our weekly schedule and then look through some cookbooks for inspiration on things I want to cook that week. I felt that I love cooking, and I have quite a lot of cookbooks, but I felt that I haven't used them a lot. So I'm trying to come up with some new recipes that we can try. And I know that there are a couple of days a week that are usually very busy for us. So those days are usually leftover nights or meals that basically cook themselves in a slow cooker. I also plan out our breakfast for the week, which is a huge time saver because our mornings are usually pretty busy. So now it's been a month, and I definitely see the impact on our grocery bill and the lack of stress every evening when it's time to think about dinner.
Okay, I'm always impressed with your organizational skills. I mean, honestly, you laminated this. This is just amazing.
Yeah, I don't own. I actually used to own a laminator. I gave it away because I didn't use it as often. But I have those self-adhesive laminating sheets.
Oh, okay.
Quite handy for like school projects for kids and stuff. So that was
it was an easy thing to grab. Sure, right. Yeah. Okay. I think we have time to fit in one of our other short segments, the segment we call What's on Your Desk. So the thing I want to share this week is actually a series of tools. I'm taking the editing and proofreading course hosted by Training for Translators, taught by Karen Thatchick. And she has shared several editing tools and programs that are great for translators who also do a lot of editing work. I knew about some of them, but there are a few I didn't know about before. So I'm kind of giving some of these a whirl to see which ones I might like and use on a regular basis. So what about you?
I have recently tried a tool called Workflowy, and this is not an affiliate deal. I learned about the tool from our colleague, Matt Beard. Hi, Matt, if you're listening to this. And I really loved it. I tried both the desktop version and the app on my phone, and I've used it many times now when I needed to just jot down a quick list of ideas or things I didn't want to forget. It's super simple to use. It's very clean. There's like no, there's no bells and whistles on this thing. It's just basically you can create an endless bulleted list, but it's so versatile. You can use it to outline an article or a presentation, to make a to-do list, to just brainstorm ideas and so on.
Interesting. So is this different from like the Notes app on an Apple phone?
It's similar to it. I feel like it's less distracting to use just because the background is like white and it's just very clean and crisp and feels like a blank sheet of paper and you just like dumping ideas on it, you know?
Okay. So then do you transfer the information to another program or you just keep it in the Workflowy app?
I only keep it there because most of these ideas go away as I complete the things that I've noted down. Or if it's, I used it to outline an article and a presentation recently, and I just delete them as I've finished, as I finish the final product, they go away from that app. So it's really like kind of like a notepad, but cleaner, and I feel like it's more inspiring because it's really like a white sheet of paper in front of you and you can do whatever you want with it.
Interesting. I'll have to look at that.
Yeah. So that's it for this week's episode. If you'd like to get a notification when our episodes are released, you can subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to it. We will be sending our email subscribers a checklist of things to try when you need help with your motivation to get through the day and get things done. We'll send it out on February 18th. So if you'd like to receive it, please sign up for our emails on our website, smarthabitsfortranslators.com.
Our next episode will come out on February 25th, and we'll be talking about decluttering, habits for cleaning up and organizing both the physical objects around you, your digital life, and mental decluttering. This is just in time to get you in the frame of mind for spring cleaning.
We'll talk to you then.
We hope you enjoyed this episode and discovered a simple strategy that you can apply today at work or at home to help you achieve the lifestyle you desire. If you did, please let us know. We'd love to hear from you.
If you have a topic you want us to cover on this podcast, please record a quick voice message and email it to us at hello@smarthabitsfortranslators.com. If you like this episode, please leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts, and please share the podcast with other translators you know.